welcome to Daily-ish podcast with Chris Enns for Friday, February, whatever. On this episode of the podcast, I just want to chat about, as this is episode two of the show, I wanted to talk about just the trepidation and fears I feel sometimes in releasing a new thing. I have lots of positive vibe and energy going into the thing as an idea, and even creating the site and creating the copy and submitting a podcast feed to iTunes, doing all the technical stuff and a bit of creative behind a new project. But then when it comes time to actually release it and put it out into the world, and I think especially podcast audio or video, something like that, where it's more than just text, text or graphics on a screen, where audio feels a little bit more personal, a little bit more putting myself out there. You hear all the stupid, annoying things that I say or ways that I say them. And again, like, I've gotten over it with a group podcast, such as the Intellectual Radio Program, or even on an interview show like Show Me Your Mic. It just feels like the expectation is a lot more on the guest or on the group than me as an individual. And so there's way less trepidation and worry as I submit those things out into the world and send them away for your listening pleasure. But whereas, yeah, something that's a solo project, again, it's a bit of ego, vanity, you know, not wanting to be hated and wanting to be loved, but also not wanting to look like an idiot is probably the bigger thing. And so as I sit here recording this in my car, talking to myself, and people are driving past me and wondering maybe what I'm doing and why I'm holding a phone vaguely close to my mouth, but not close enough that it looks like I'm using it, I kind of feel dumb. And somehow, even though somebody who's listening to this has no idea what I was doing or how I was recording, aside from the fact that I just told you, but most episodes I wouldn't necessarily tell you all those details, still feels a little dumb. And so, but I think I'm going to put it out there. I've had some feedback from a few friends that I've shared it with, and they've been positive, and I've enjoyed what little bit I've revealed to them, I guess, with it. And so, and I, like I said in the episode one, as a podcaster, I want some sort of a challenge like this to push myself and practice this craft. And, while a solo show may not be playing to all my strengths necessarily, I also feel like it's still a good way to sort of flex that creative muscle of podcasting. So here it is. That's only 3 minutes. That's not even close to 10 minutes, but maybe I'll just try doing a short episode this time and keep going. As a good friend who just completed her 365-day photo project, said to me, not every episode, or in her case, photos, will be the most amazing photo you've ever taken. So, similarly here, not that I'm trying to do it every day, it's daily-ish, so it gives me some freedom and flexibility, but not every episode will be the most amazing, precisely 10 minutes of amazing verbal diarrhea from my brain. So I thank you for listening thus far, subscribing. You can of course follow me on the Twitter, iChris on Twitter, and visit sskTN.com for other podcasts that I do, and follow along at goodstuff_FM on Twitter for updates on where the new podcast site is coming and how it's going. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.